and known me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You understand my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down. You are aware of all my ways, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. And may I be like you. Hallelujah. Because you are the potter. And I am the clay. Please mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Oh, change my heart, oh God. Yeah, Father. And make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. And may I be like you. Oh, 'cause you are the potter, and I am the clay. Please mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Oh, Jesus, change our heart, oh, God. Yeah, Father, and make us ever true. That's why we get up in the morning, change our heart, oh, God. We just want to be like you. Every day we want to be like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to be like you. More loving, more forgiving, more gracious. We want to be like you. Clean us up, oh God. Wash us through and through. We want to be like you. As we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, we just want to be like you. Help us today, Father. We wanna be like you. Change us from the inside out. We wanna be like you. So show us, Lord, your desire and show us our true heart. show us true heart. Take out our stony heart. Yes, Father, and give us hearts of flesh. Yeah. Create in us clean hearts. Oh, and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, show us, God, your desire, and show us our true heart. I'm going to say it again. Take out our stony heart. Yes, Father. And give us heart of flesh. Oh, create in us clean heart. Oh, and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, show us, God, your desire, and show us our true heart. Change our hearts, oh God. This is our prayer today. Make it ever true. Change our hearts, oh God. We wanna be just like you. Oh yeah, yeah. 'Cause you are the pastor. Oh, we are the clay. We realize you are our creator, oh God. Just mold us and make us. This is what we pray. Oh, change our hearts, oh God. Oh, yes. Make it ever true. We want to be true to you, oh God. Change our hearts, oh God. Our desire today, we just want to be like you. Becoming every day in the image of your dear son. We want to be like you. Hallelujah. We want to have an aroma that you recognize, Father. We just want to be like you. May our praise, may our prayers be sweet in your ear. We want to be like you. Giving unconditional love to everybody. We want to be like you. Want to be holy. Want to be righteous. We want to be like you. Gracious and merciful, Father. We want to be like you. That's why we read your word. That's why we stay in your presence, Lord. wanna be like you. Oh yes, yeah we do. We wanna be like you. Transform us, oh God. Hallelujah. Purify us. Hallelujah. That you may look upon us, oh God, and your spirit not be grieved, oh God. Hallelujah to the King. Host, host, are you there? Are you there? Glory, glory to the King. Host, are you there? Hallelujah.
Lord, well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Psalmist Sharon, for just setting the atmosphere and taking us to that next level in worship. And we, of course, want to thank Minister Keisha for seating and greeting us and just opening us up with that amazing tag this morning. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. We know that this call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. And this call was started on October 25th by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts. And because of their yes, we can be here each day to give God the praise, glory, and honor that's due him. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that when God does things, he always does things decent and in order. So we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We are so excited that each and every one of you has joined us as we are just processing through and starting to celebrate, you know, our 12th anniversary, and we are walking through that. And we know that immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that, excuse me, is led by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. And there you'll get a wealth of information about the amazing Artist Life products, and we will be starting our quarterly fast on October 10th, but there will be a Zoom meeting on October 9th. Continue to look at Dr. Pacola's website and her Facebook page. She will post the information for that Zoom call on that page. Well, I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is one of our very own beautiful sisters. Her name is Minister Ruth. Minister Ruth hails from California but has relocated to Atlanta, the Atlanta, Georgia area, and now I believe the Macon, Georgia area. She is a woman after God's own heart. She has two grown children. And she just continues to just give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due her. The next voice that you will hear after I pray is none other than our very own sister, Minister Ruth. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, We say thank you for the woman of God that is getting ready to come forward and deliver the word. We ask that you continue to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path, the hedge of protection around her and her children. Father, pour into her as she pours out unto us. Continue to be a hedge of protection around our co-founders, around the Des De Leon family and artist life. Lord, we ask that you just move any obstacles out of the way right now in the name of Jesus so that this call goes forward clear and uninterrupted. Lord, we place it all at your feet and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Minister Ruth, are you there?
Good morning, my beloved sister. I am here.
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. First, I want to give honor to the Creator of all, Lord of all, King of kings, Lord of lords. I simply do not take this opportunity for granted. We want to bless and continue to pray for our two fearless and dynamic co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts. I also want to thank our leadership team for continuing to pray over me and my family. May the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you. So today we'll continue our series on communication. But before I start the series, in a moment of glory, with our 12th anniversary quickly coming upon us, I want to express to you what I call triple T's. A two-minute testimony. So I've been a member of the TMC leadership team for about 2 years. You know, when you're doing what the Lord honors, when you are praying for others, when you are set aside, when you set aside your own issues and worries and troubles and problems and think about others, the Lord will surely bless, as he always does. So one thing that it's been so many monumental moments since I've been a part of this call. So the first moment, very quickly, started when my dear friend from when I was 14 years old in high school at St. Mary's Academy in Inglewood, California, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, we had reconnected in Raleigh, North Carolina when she was there on business. Who would have thought that she would have attended the church that I was attending there in Raleigh? So she invited me to the master's call. And, you know, oftentimes we get invites and we're busy or whatever reason, we don't participate when someone invites us. Be very careful with that. You could be missing a blessing that could lead you to 2 years or more on a phenomenal leadership team where people are covering you with prayer and your family. From there, Dr. Pacola, I remember in the summer of, I had a really rough 2020, as most people did with COVID. We experienced a lot of deaths in our family. And besides losing my mother's only sister, who took the place of my mother when I was younger, I lost my former husband. Thankfully, we were still friends. And I remember how Dr. Pacola, who had lost two husbands, not one husband, but two husbands. She prayed for me, and I thought, wow, I've been divorced for this many years, but she still comes up alongside of me and prays because she knew the loss that I had experienced. And lastly, just to finish up the testimony very quickly, Dr. Vanessa, always praying for me, always encouraging me. She is truly a big sister, to just remind me of the greatness that the Lord has placed in me. So whenever I feel insecure in any form of fashion, she just will always come alongside me and encourage me. So you must become a part of this prayer team. Your life will forever change. Praise the Lord. So now let's get into our word for today. I know you all are anxiously awaiting to hear what the Lord has placed upon my heart. So we will finish our series on communication. Well, let me not say that. We will continue the communication series on effective communication. Let's start with a brief story. So my mother, as many of you know, was a school teacher. my father was a sanitation worker, or trash man. So basically, blue-collar jobs, basically. And my mother, she had many gifts. She was a strong believer. And she had, I don't know if it was clairvoyance. You know, when you're younger, you really don't know what to call it, but she was able to foresee some things, and she would have visions. And, you know, you hear about a lot of visions in the Bible, but just stop and think about it. When is the last time you heard the man or woman of our Lord say, I had a vision, or the Lord, you know, placed this upon my heart? And not just for a selfish motive, but something that could truly edify the body, something that could truly help people, help this world, our nation, help our community, help our children in our community. When is the last time that you heard communicated effectively and fully where someone is expressing what the Lord has given to them, and it truly edifies and grows and develops and gives a blueprint for the people of the Lord? So my mom would have these visions, and sometimes it would be something as, I mean, it would be someone would be going to Vegas and she would give them some numbers. I know some of us are so super spiritual, we're kind of freaking out over that. But she would have visions about different things. About, I remember one time someone was traveling to Vegas, or they were going to Atlantic City, and it was a friend of my mother's, and she said, I dreamed that you had a treasure chest full of money. So when the lady went to Vegas, she actually won all this money, and it changed the dynamic of their family. You know, these things would happen. She would have other visions about things that would go on in the family. And, you know, when we were little, we thought she was crazy. I mean, you know, we didn't know. We're like, how does mom know these things? And why is she talking about something that hasn't happened yet? But the thing is, when you, and now that I'm older and preferably a bit more wiser, while a lot of things can just be happenstance, or, you know, she just happened to be on the money with certain things, some things really came to fruition. They really became true. They really had a purpose. And I just think we have to be careful how we bridle the talent and the gift and the communication that's given to us. Because while there is good and great and wonderful and edifying communication that comes from our Lord, there is also evil communication and corrupt communication that comes from a place that is not of our Lord. So we must be able to discern. We must be able to discern, okay, is this my emotion? Is this a decision I'm making from trauma? Am I communicating in this way or that way from a place that is not of good intent, from a place of hurt? Or is this truly our Savior? So how do we find out? How do we discern? How do we break down what is from the Lord and what is from the world? Just think about it. Our communication comes to us in different ways. Some of us sit and watch the news all day and all night. Some of us are on social media all day and all night. TikTok is a new thing now. Like, I don't care about TikTok because I don't have time. This is just for me. But I don't have time for another form of social media, tweeting, Facebook, all these different. Those are okay for individuals that want to use that. But always remember, we have so many gifts, and there's so much work to do in our families, in our communities, on our jobs, within ourselves. Let's start there. We have to be able to discern against the different forms of distractions. A lot of these things are distractions that cloud our vision and our line of communication between you, your spirit, your mind, your body, and soul, and the Creator. Because we have, you know, family and life and husband and friends and work and school and all these different things and our service work. That we're given, it's like a pie. We're given so much of ourselves. And that was one circle of life that unfortunately my mother got caught up in, because she wanted to be everything to everybody, to her family, to her friends, to the community. And she did not spend the time to take care of herself and her health and she died at 40. Oh, my goodness, it's been so many years. She was 45, I believe, when she passed away. When we're younger, we don't really realize how young that is for a mother, a wife, a sister, a community member, a friend to pass away at 45. However, when our time is up and the Lord has communicated with us that our time is up, it's up. Two things are for sure. We all surely live. We're born into this earth. And we all will surely die. That's life. That's what's communicated with us. What do you do in between that space? What do you do? I think one of the greatest communication stories in the Bible, and there are many, but what really just sticks out in my mind, and I want to encourage each and every one of you this morning to read Daniel 10. Some of you are like, oh, wow, yeah, I know about that one. Verses 1 through 21, and I'll paraphrase, but this is when Daniel was fasting, and we have a fast coming up soon, and praying, and on his face, and we all know what type of man and prophet and leader Daniel was, and he was praying, and it just seemed like the prayer was not being answered. It was desperate times. He needed an answer from the Lord. But guess what? The Lord had already sent an answer. How many of you all have been praying for years for someone? And I think we all have this testimony. You're praying for a grandmother, praying for your grandchildren, praying for your son or daughter, praying about that work situation, praying about school, praying about your health. You've been praying for someone to be able to know our Lord as their Savior and their King, for their lives to be changed and for them to be encouraged and nourished with the Spirit. And it just seems like, when is there going to be a turn? When will this thing turn from negative to positive? Well, I'm here to tell you the good news, that Daniel's vision, Daniel's message, Daniel's help, as the elders used to say, was already dispatched to him. Unfortunately, the prince of Persia came in, and this is in the heavenlies. You know, this is a spiritual battle. So as the message and the solution was coming forth from the throne room with Daniel praying, Michael, the archangel, had to come in, and he's bringing the message. You guys have to bear with me because this is pretty powerful in that you have to step out of the physical because it's not going to make sense in your physical mind. Your brain's not going to register that. But there's a part of your spirit and your body, that little light that the Lord has placed in everyone, that is the part of your spirit that would understand the vision in the spirit world versus your physical body will fight against it. So as Daniel is praying, Michael's bringing forth the message, and I'm super visual, so I'm seeing all this. Then the prince of Persia comes in to distract, to deter, to fight, to war against. It's like a hindrance, a force that's being pushed in the wrong direction, like a strong wind, like Hurricane Ian that came through with my son's name. But that's all right, because while it rains on the just and the unjust, when the storms come in, the vegetation and life and different things are blessed by the storm. And then other people have experienced great loss in the storm. We serve a Lord who is of perfect balance. So Daniel is a phenomenal example of Daniel being steadfast with his prayer, with the visions, with interpreting those visions and the communication and knowing that his help was on the way. But we don't know everything. But Michael was coming. He was on his way. He was a bit distracted with the prince of Persia, but he was able to overcome that and get the message to Daniel that he desperately needed for the people of the Lord. So let's go into some scripture in the time that I have left. Go ahead and grab your iPad, your iPhones, your pen and pad. So let's look at, you know, the rules of communication. You want to be strategic, and it takes time. Sit down, write it out, make it plain, make the vision plain. when the Lord gives you downloads, as we often say, stop and write it down. Take a note of it. Because if you notice, it'll come to you. And if you don't stop and write it down or document it, it leaves your brain. And then you spend the rest of the week trying to figure out, oh, I know the Lord gave me an answer. What was it? And we've gotten away from pen and pad. My mother used to always tell me to sign and date everything so that when a message comes to you, you make sure you put it, you write on there that you know it came from the Lord, and you always put the date. So now I can actually go back in my Bible and in my notes, and I see the date of when this happened. And it helps keep me accountable. I can't say I didn't know something. I wasn't aware. I wasn't sure. It wasn't communicated effectively. Yes, it was, because here's the date. Here's the date. Here's the time. So we have to hold our own selves accountable. So let's look at 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by our Lord, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Let's look at Proverbs 18:21. The tongue can bring death or life. We talked about that earlier. Yes, we communicate the one of the organs in our mouth. The tongue, you can't speak without it. Those who love talk will reap consequences. That's Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:13, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. Now that's some practical teaching. And if we're honest, we've all spouted off or said things. I know I've done it. That's something I have to work on. I get so excited, and I'm thinking about the end before the beginning, and I'm trying to help and all these other things that I think I'm big and bad enough to do, and I'm talking, and I go ahead, but I haven't stopped to fully listen or stopped to wait on the Lord to move first. We move. He moves in front of us. The Lord is our shield. That is our communication. The Lord will communicate when we can't speak. When we're in the hospital and we can't speak, when our loved ones are sick and they can't speak, when you just don't have the words, the Lord tells us that I advocate for you in groanings and utterings that others can't understand, but the Father understands. The great communicator is our Lord. That is where we learn our discernment. That is where we get our marching orders from. The Lord, the creator of the universe, someone who has made something out of whatever he made it out of, hung the moon in the sky every night, the sun every morning. Man cannot alter the things that the Lord has originally created, no matter how much they try with GMOs and different things like that. But the whole celestial system cannot be altered as much as we try to NASA and send space shuttles and all these things. The Lord's work is unshakable, unexplainable, immovable. The greatest things that the Lord has done, man is still trying to understand, similar to the pyramids. Man is still trying to understand how was the vision and the gift and the communication and instruction given to the Africans that we know as Africans now to build the pyramids in Egypt, which is also part of Africa. Let's continue to have great communication. As I wrap up this message today, I have so many scriptures. I have so much to talk about because communication is the way that we deal with each other, how we talk to each other, how we move about in every area of our life. The elders say a closed mouth doesn't get fed. I've learned that too the hard way. You just have to open your mouth. But before you open your mouth, pray for effective communication skills. It's okay if you don't know how to communicate. Let's learn. Where's the best way to learn? Because I'm always about solution. Right there in your Bible. There's also other books that you can read for communication skills. Keep it simple. Keep it practical. But first, always remember to follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lead and walk by faith. I love each and every one of you, and thank you so much for allowing me to share a little bit of my heart today. Keep me in your prayers. I'll yield the mic back to Prophet Kai.
Thank you, Minister Ruth, for that word on effective communication. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God and the word she has poured out to us on effective communication. We ask that you pour back into her the virtue she poured out to us. Father, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around her family, her children, her grandchildren, Lord, that you continue to keep her in your perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you, that everything concerning her, Father, that you keep your hands on, Father. We thank you for the increase in her life, Lord, and that you've already worked it out for her good and your glory. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and you are doing the exceeding and the abundant more than they can ask or hope, according to the power that worketh in them. Father, everything concerning them, Father, you know, whether they speak it or they don't, Lord. Father, you know every concern, every heart's desire, Father, and they lay it at your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to be the hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family, Father. You know, Father. We ask that you continue to touch the TMC call and every member associated with the TMC. Lord, you know the need, Father. You know those who are sick and infirm, Father. We ask that you touch their bodies, their minds, Father. You know what they're dealing with. Lord, the bereaved families associated with the TMC, Father. We ask that you be their comfort, their peace that passes all understanding in this time. Father, you know every name. You know every situation. You know every circumstance, Lord. And we place them at your feet, and we leave them there, Father, never to pick them up and try to work them out ourselves, Lord, because we know that your circumstances and your solutions are so much better than ours, Lord. So we give them to you, Lord, Father. We surrender them to you, and we submit to you and your perfect will for our lives. Father, we walk in your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and it will be hosted by President Candida Mosley. If you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. We will be starting our corporate fast on October 10th, and if you follow Dr. Pecola's Facebook page, you will see the Zoom call information for the meeting that will be held to give accountability partners on the 9th. We are coming to the celebration of our 12th year, the week of October 25th, and we are so excited that each and every one of you will continue to join us each day, Monday through Friday. I will now turn the call back over for the benediction to Minister Ruth.
Thank you, my sister. I'll leave you with two scriptures, Colossians 4:6. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. And the right response is the righteous response, which comes from our Father. Psalms 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Be pleasing unto you, for you are the only one that matters. You are before everything in my life. O Lord, my rock, my redeemer, my strength, my hope for tomorrow, the great communicator. Everyone, go and have a prosperous day. Bye now.